That's Glenn Gould playing Fugue No. 16 in G minor from the second book of The Well-Tempered Clavier. Johann Sebastian Bach compiled the first book in 1722. At that time, he wrote that the 24 preludes and fugues in that book were, quote, for the profit and use of musical youth desirous of learning, and especially for the pastime of those already skilled in this study. Jazz pianist Brad Meldow fits into the latter category, those already skilled. On his new album, After Bach, Meldow plays pieces from the Well-Tempered Clavier, followed by original works that were inspired by those pieces. Tom Moon has this review.
Music historians talk about Bach as dizzyingly prolific, creating thousands of pieces before he died at the age of 65. And not everything was written down. Some of his works began as improvisations. He'd start with a small motif or chord sequence and develop music extemporaneously, doing the Baroque version of riffing. It's an approach to music making that a jazz player like Brad Meldow understands intuitively. On his new album, Meldow interprets sections of the Well-Tempered Clavier, like this prelude, as written. Then, using Bach's cadences and melodies as a starting point, he goes exploring. As in Bach, there are recurring themes and brainy, high-wire act elaborations. But Meldow weaves in ear-stretching modulations and sudden swerves that darken the mood. It's the airtight harmonic logic of Bach, gently pried apart by a modern musician who's fluent in jazz, the Beatles, electronic music. The cover image of After Bach is a black and white picture of a massive spiral staircase, shot from below by the late photographer Peter Marlowe. It's an apt image. It captures the supreme order of Bach's music, and also its sense of endless, possibly infinite variation, a quality Brad Meldow celebrates with his originals on this collection. When you think about it, pretty much everything in modern music comes after Bach, and somehow, incredibly, three centuries later, there's still new inspiration to be found inside his long shadow.
That was Tom Moon reviewing Brad Meldow's latest album, After Bach. This is NPR News.